chapter 2, Mishnah 7. Okay, so now this, you'll see the long card here, the background. And what this background goes into is that, how do you determine if produce is 7th year produce or 6th year produce? So depending on the kind of produce, you use different criteria. One is, for example, vegetables. You go after when they're harvested, when you actually harvest the vegetables, that makes it 7th year produce. Trees, you go after when the fruit starts to form. Doesn't matter when you pick the fruit. If it starts to form in the 7th year, it's considered 7th year fruit. Olives, for example, you go after when they grow a third. So different things have different methodologies of determining if they're 6th or 7th year kind of fruit. And we'll go into it a lot as we're going along. But these things that the Mishnah is going to list now, Erez, Vadochan, Ras, Millet, Vapragin, Poppy, Vashumshmin, and Sesame Seeds. These things we go after Sheshishu, when they take root, when they strike roots. Why? And that is because these things, they grow at different times. They harvested, you pick them at different times, they're not harvested in one thing. So there's no like uniform method of deciding when a particular plant is a 6th or 7th year. So what we do is we look at each plant and we say, right, if it grew roots, that's when it is. If it grew roots in the 6th year, then we look at it as plants of the 6th year. If it grew roots in the 7th year, we look at it as plants of the 7th year. So we go after when it takes root. If it takes root before Rosh Hashanah, misasrin l'sha'avar umutarin b'shvis. If it grows roots before Rosh Hashanah, so then it's permitted. It's permitted. It's not 7th year produce. And also you are able to, you tithe it according to the 6th year, the year that it was. Because also remember the tithes in the 1st, 2nd, 4th and 5th year, you remember you take a second tithe. You have to take it up to Jerusalem and eat it. But in the 3rd and the 6th year, you give it to the poor. So how do you determine for these things which year in its life it's in? You go after when it takes root. The imlav, if it takes root afterwards, then asurin b'shvis, it's forbidden because it's now produce of the 7th year, or misasrin l'shana haba, and then you tithe it according to that year, according to this, that it took root in the 7th year. That's when you start counting.